Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGinn, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here I am, ready to hatch out Hope's eggs here. If any other comedian is listening, I'll give setting prices. How are you tonight, Rod? You're looking swell.
Oh, thanks, Red. During the past week, I lost 4 pounds.
Well, I'm glad you found them again.
What have you been doing the past week?
I've been working spring cleaning.
Well, I don't even know where to start with spring cleaning.
Well, we always start by throwing out the Christmas tree. I don't realize how dirty our house was until the dog came in trying to bury a bone in the rug.
Did you scrub the place from top to bottom?
Yeah, even wash the wallpaper. I'm going to hang it back up tomorrow.
Well, my wife wants me to repaper our game room. Do you want to help me?
Nah, none of that amateur papering for me. I papered a room once, and to this day, they still don't know where the windows are. I'm proud of that. Now, painting is a lot easier. You know, I just painted our dining room red and white.
Red and white. How'd it come out?
Pink.
Well, I'd like to see something you painted yourself.
Well, Red. This happens to be a hand-painted necktie that I'm wearing. I did this myself.
Say, that's pretty sharp. How'd you do it?
Leaning over a can of wet brushes.
Good evening, Mr. Skelton.
Well, Portland. How are you, Nita?
Well, tell me all about this spring cleaning. You know, when I clean house, I always find something that's been missing.
Yeah, me too. I pulled down the window blind and found a pair of pants I've been pressing for 3 years.
Are you doing the cleaning all by yourself?
Yeah, I made one mistake, though. I polished the floor with Hair Restorer.
What happened?
Well, now every time we sweep the floor, we have to part it in the middle.
Did you take your rugs out in the yard and beat them?
Yeah, I had a little trouble with my neighbors, though. I borrowed their clothesline.
And they got mad?
Yeah, they said I should have waited until they got their wash down.
Oh, by the way, Red, Mother said she saw you on the street and she had a nice cough with
you. Oh, yeah, she staggered into me down there.
Oh, I'll bet your father's shocked now, isn't he?
Your mother says she never misses my broadcast, and that from a year from now, I should really be going places.
Oh, well, I bet that surprised you.
It sure did. I didn't think she knew about those places.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, scientific tests of America's 6 biggest-selling brands based on a method used by the United States government. Tests certified by a jury of 14 distinguished doctors, including throat specialists, have proved conclusively. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tar. So no other is safer to smoke. Yes, Raleigh's are right. Right for taste, right for throat. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos. That smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, so no other is safer to smoke than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Now that medical science has given you proof positive, our lovely Anita Ellis will sing Love in Vain.
It's only human for anyone to want to be in love, but who wants to be in love in vain? At night you hang around the house and eat your heart out and your eyes out and rack your brain. You sit and wonder why anyone as wonderful as he should cause you such misery and pain. I know that I would be only up a tree, 'cause it's just my life to be love in vain. I know that I would be
gentlemen, we'd like to thank the Look magazine for the two-page article in the current issue of Look magazine about the characters on our program. And tonight, the Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire presents a story entitled The Dentist, or The Tooth, The Whole Tooth, and Nothing But The Tooth. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons you know, they have DTD now, you know. How do you like it? I got it down now to initials, and I can't read that either. Chapter 122 is entitled... Fred Allen will love that. Chapter 122 is entitled The G.I. Dentist. Before a man is separated from the Army, he has to go through a complete physical checkup. That includes a visit to the dentist. And this is the story of J. Newton Numbskull.
You're late again, numbskull.
Well, it's not my fault. They didn't open the guardhouse until just now.
Well, thank goodness this is your last day in the Army. You're going home.
Yeah, home. Home to my little wife, to my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law. Hey, by the way, where do I go to re-enlist?
Well, when you get out, Nudie, are you going back to school?
I think I will. I'll take advantage of the government's offer there. I'd like to finish kindergarten, myself.
I thought you said you had a scholarship to Harvard Medical School.
Well, I do, but they don't want me while I'm alive.
Just one more thing you have to do before you become a civilian house hunter.
What's that? Go kiss the captain goodbye, huh?
No, report to the dental clinic.
You mean the House of Frankenstein. I'm not going. My teeth don't hurt.
They will. I'll take this slip and report to the dental clinic.
Oh, always ordering me around. You know the first thing I'm going to say when I get out of the Army?
No.
Ah, somebody told you, didn't I?
Look, will you take this slip and get over to the dentist before I beat your brains out?
Now, don't you talk to me like that. Remember what happened to the last guy that tried to beat my brains out?
What?
I don't know. I was unconscious.
Come on, now, beat it. Watch that back talk. Oh. Don't forget, I have bars on my shoulders.
Yeah, but you used to have them on your window, too.
Another crack like that, and I'll have you transferred to Pasadena.
Oh, no, not there! Not there. I'll go, sir. I'll go, sir. Well, here's the dental clinic. Got the skull and crossbones on the door. Go in.
Well, soldier, what can I do for you?
Well, you can take my place in the desk, chair, if you like, sir. I was supposed to report to Captain Dusick.
What's your name?
J. Newton Armstrong.
Your serial number?
Hmm?
Serial number?
Prima Wheat.
Your rank?
Very, I'm a private.
What branch of the service?
Well, I was sort of a small twig in the field artillery, I guess.
Oh, what do you do?
Oh, I have a very important job.
Really?
Yes, I'll never forget the letter note. Every time the gun would fire, I ran over to the captain and put my fingers in his ears.
How long have you been in the service?
I've been in the service 4 years, 6 months, and 10 tons of spam.
Here you are. Take this paper down the hall.
Yes, sir, Corporal. Yes, sir. I wonder what door I go in. Well, I think I'll try this one here.
Do you want gas, Colonel?
No, I like to feel like a combat man. So you can clean my teeth without the anesthetic.
Well, that was for the officers. Next thing, oh, here it is. Enlisted men's clinic. That was going. Liable to replace the firing squad. I'm getting out of here.
Just a second, Private.
Yes, sir. Yes,
are you here to have your teeth examined?
Yes, I'm getting out.
Well, let's just step in here. Sit in that chair.
Yes, sir. Oh, Miss Mike Husband.
Yes, Major.
Prepare this man for an examination.
Oh, did you trap another one?
Why don't you crawl back into your nightmare, huh?
Nurse, how did the teeth look?
Well, this one rear molar doesn't look too good. Look, Charles, see?
Oh, yes. Yes, it does look bad.
Get your head out of my mouth. Bite your ears off.
Now, that tooth must be pulled. Now, open your mouth. We must fill that cavity.
Wait a minute. I thought you said the tooth had to come out.
I know, but I'll have to fill it first. Look, we can't waste any more time, Simon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Here. That hurts.
No. It's all in your mind.
Well, if it's in my mind, it's your fault. You got the grill in the wrong place.
Oh, silly me. I was drilling the wrong tooth.
Hold it steady now.
That's very strange. You have no filling, but I have some metal particles on my drill.
That's my belt buckle.
I'd like
ask you something, sir. When you get out of the service, are you going back into civilian practice, or did you use to tear up streets for a living? You know, that kind of hurts you.
Look, use a little psychology.
Yeah?
Just say it doesn't hurt, it doesn't hurt, it doesn't hurt, it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt, it doesn't hurt, it doesn't hurt. I'm such a liar, I'd never do.
Well, I guess I'd better pull it.
Yeah.
Here, I'll give you this tablet. It's a painkiller.
Oh, are you sure it'll kill the pain?
Oh, this will kill anything. It's pure arsenic.
Yeah. Well, isn't arsenic poison?
Well, yes, in a way. 99 9/10 of the human race is allergic to it. You may be the 0.1% that arsenic won't hurt. Yeah. Take it.
Ah, no, that's gambling.
Look, just hold your mouth open for 1 second.
Okay, all right. I don't you hurt me.
There. Now, did that hurt?
No, not at all, but I could have saved you a lot of time. I could have just handed you my teeth. I'm wearing plate, you know.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Tyrone Power, star of 20th Century Fox's The Razor's Edge, says, quote,
I changed my mind about cigarettes after I saw the certified reports. Medical science has proved no other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. Thus, no other is safer to smoke. Raleigh's are right.
You're right, Tyrone Power. And those tests were based on a method used by the United States government. So enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos. That more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
And now David Forrester and his orchestra pay tribute to the late Vincent Millman and play one of his best-known compositions, Without a Song.
We'll be right back.
course, David. Chapter 123 in the Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire is entitled Baby Thieves.
Most children become alarmed when they lose their baby teeth, but you've never seen anyone take it like Junior in a mean little kid.
Spank me once and spank me twice and spank me once again. Junior,
what are you doing?
Better think fast, kiddo. She's closing in on you now.
What's cooking in your widow head, kiddo?
Junior, Do you happen to know how my dining room table got scratched up?
Yes, I was cracking walnuts with a hammer.
Yes?
And one of the walnuts died.
If you have to crack walnuts, why didn't you use the nutcracker?
Well, I couldn't find it, but I found something better. Look.
Good heavens, my false teeth.
Yeah, but they work just like a charm. What, you put a walnut between the uppers and the north and you press, that's it.
Hit me, don't teeth.
Well, don't hit me. I didn't know I would hurt them. Goodness, they look so friendly in the glass, smiling at me. I didn't know I was going to hurt him.
Junior, you drive me to destruction.
Is that near Glendale?
There'll be no more foolishness.
Oh, no?
Now, where are the rest of the walnuts?
There you start. There you start.
Junior, there's nothing in here but shells.
Well, goodness, you didn't expect me to eat them, too, did you? Termite, you know.
Where are the other 12 pounds?
They're close to me heart. In me tummy.
Junior, you couldn't possibly have eaten all those. You'd be sick.
Who says I ain't?
Then I'll get the castor oil.
I says I ain't. Hey, would you like one here? Let me crack it for you.
Don't crack that with your teeth. You'll break one of them.
No, it's okay. They're soft shells. Look. Some of them are tougher than others, you know.
Now look at
them. What's wrong?
Your front teeth are gone.
What? No. Wait a minute. Let me see. Oh, goodness. Look at that gap in me app, will you? This is awful. Now I'm going to have to buy bubble gum already broken in.
Oh, well, they were only your baby teeth.
Well, do I get some new ones or are you going to cut down an old pair of yours for me?
Would you please hold still and let me look in your mouth?
Okay. I'm proud of that. I wasn't in there, was I?
You have one tooth loose.
Oh, really?
What's all the commotion about?
Hey, look, Ref, no teeth. Look, one loose. Look.
Did you hit him, Bernard?
It wasn't my fault. He was using his teeth for a nutcracker.
He's smart little scamp, ain't he?
Well, he doesn't take after my side of the family.
He certainly doesn't take after mine.
There they go, choosing up sides again. Hey, what about me loose tooth?
We'll have to go and have it pulled out.
Yeah, well, you two go ahead. I got something else to do.
Why go to a dentist? We'll just tie a string around the tooth and pull it here. It's the easiest thing in the world.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not going to pull my way out of here.
Now, look, it won't hurt.
No.
Where's the string?
I got one in my pocket. It's got me frog on the other window. But you're not pulling me tooth, though, you know.
Listen to Grandma. It won't hurt. It's got to come out. You might swallow it.
Well, then I can swallow me food whole and then jump up and down real fast.
Here, open your mouth. Yeah. My, oh, my. Aren't you a sight?
Yeah, you might look like a picket fence with the gate open, don't you? Hey, if I let you pull it, will you give me $1 so I can get me some false choppers, you know?
False teeth for $1?
Sure. Didn't you ever heard of buck teeth?
Well, let's tie the string on it here.
No, okay. You know, string will hurt me, too.
No, it won't. It will not. Now, look, I'll tie it on my tooth and show you.
I'll tie it on your
there.
Tooth. Yeah, what you going to do after you get the string on your tooth, though?
No, just give it a little yank.
You mean like this?
Great Scott, he pulled my tooth out.
Hey, look, Grandma, now I can be an elf.
Junior!
Now, don't scold the child. That was your own idea.
Yeah.
Here, now. Let's tie the string around your tooth, Junior, so you can pull it yourself.
No, I'm not that brave, aren't
I? Oh, I thought you were the bravest boy on the street.
There it is. It took a lot of courage to tell a lie like that, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. You go to sleep, and when you wake up, it'll be gone.
You mean you wait till I go to sleep?
Yes.
And then like a real dinner
yes.
Church?
Yes.
Then when I sleep, you're going to pull it?
Yes.
I'm not sleeping.
Well, shall I tell you a story?
You mean a fairy story?
Yes.
No, I don't believe that stuff. I like them stories like, sweet, I told them, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I will take his bone to make me a little loaf of bread. I will crunch him up in my fingers and I will go.
I scared myself.
I'm sorry, that won't work.
Look, tie one end onto your tooth and the other end onto the iron.
Oh.
And then you carry it until it gets heavy and then you drop it.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, I should have thought of that.
Yeah.
Okay, now you carry the iron, Junior.
Okay, so your tooth is heavy, ain't it, huh?
Been carrying that iron for 30 minutes.
Junior, aren't you tired yet?
Yes, I is. I can't hold it much longer, so now here it goes.
You just have to drop it on my coffee table.
No, let's not scold the child. Remember, it was your idea.
Oh, boy, this is fun. You can get away with murder when they suggest something, you know.
Now you're going to get it.
No.
Good?
Yeah, but keep it up. You're drawing me too close.
Junior, enough spanking your head.
There must be a connection there somewhere, you know. Every time you let loose, my tooth gets looser. Oh, here it goes, Jack. What was it, a boy or a girl?
Remember, we'll all be back in the next place at the same time. Let Skelton take the floor, sir, and his officer, Anita Alice, Linda Felton, T.T. Preston, Patrick Ian, and we're in Tony Robert. So let's cheer to them.
This is Fred Skelton, the best way to tell if you like our show is to try our product. Thanks for listening.
Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening throughout the week. Hear Hildegard tomorrow night in the new Penguin Room, and People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night. And return with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heels. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh.
The brand of brand aroma keeps home sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh.
Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite in the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. With men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoking. Try Sir Walter Raleigh. The quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.